Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
All right, here we go. Second hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins right now. Welcome to the program. If you're just joining us, if you're rejoining us, welcome back. Thanks for being here. I am Mark Walters, of course, sitting in the Sig Sauer Studios today here at the Georgia Ranch. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Greg in Dallas, Texas. How are you, my brother, from another mother?
I am. It's Super Tuesday here in Texas.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about that.
All right.
We'll just go there in just a moment. Well, let's get the business out of the way. If you would be kind enough to tell people where to watch the show in high definition, as long as they are not driving, ladies and gentlemen, please don't do that. Don't be that person. And then Greg will tell you also how to participate in the chat. It's always lively and fun every day. Go for it, Greg.
Sure. Just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a slap, and when that window opens up, just select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live option. And if you're behind on shows, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, then head on over to your app store. Grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
So I was changing the production screens while you were talking, and I flipped your photo up in there, and I'm thinking, oh, slow down. Give me time to type Greg Lindemood, AAR producer, and all I got out was Greg, but at least I got your Josie Wales face with Greg up there. And the whole time I'm thinking, slow down, but don't say it. It's a live microphone. Don't do that. So before we get cracking, I want to clarify something. If you were listening to the previous hour of the show, as we closed out, we got a phone call from AWR Hawkins of Breitbart News, longtime political analyst here at Armed American Radio for the past decade, about thereabouts. And AWR was with Governor Landry today and actually got one of the pens used to sign the bill because he was there at the bill signing of constitutional carry, which, according to Lee William, the guest at the time AWR called, Greg, he said, I think it went into effect on July 4th.
I think that's what I heard.
That was what he said. That was what internet talk was anyway.
Yeah, I think that's so.
And as much as I hate to admit this, when it comes to stuff like that, there's a lot of accuracy there. So we'll try to get clarification on that for you. But AWR also mentioned that he had talked to someone, and I thought he said South Dakota. I called him back after the break at the top of the hour before this hour started to get some clarification, because South Dakota and North Dakota, as I thought, were already constitutional carry. He was talking about South Carolina. And he will know tomorrow. So there has been movement in South Carolina.
That's good.
Regarding constitutional carry, which AWR will hopefully be reporting, Greg, is going to make a move and push in that direction and become state number 29. That's great news, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really cool. And I thought I'd heard something that Louisiana's constitutional carry was going to go into effect immediately, not July 4th. I could be wrong about that, but I just hope that it's not some weak, half-hearted constitutional carry like what Florida did.
No, it's not. It is going to be straight up, because open carry is already legit in the state. So we have what will be clear, solid constitutional carry. And like I said, Florida, you got to look at it as what permitless carry, really, because there's no open carry measure in there. But that's okay. And I understand we have John Gibbon from Arms List on the phone now.
We do.
All right, let's go to John.
Yes, sir.
John, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for being here today. ArmsList.com, America's marketplace, firearms marketplace, ladies and gentlemen. John, let's talk a little bit about politics. Well, no, let's talk about guns first. then I want to move to Super Tuesday, just get some of your thoughts on that. But
can we talk about one without the other?
No, you can't anymore. How sad is that, right?
Yep.
I guess it's been like that for, what, the last 20 years? The left sees to it, and there's a lot of politics being played in Utah, too, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go there. It all fits together. But as you know, John, Louisiana just became constitutional carry today. A.W.R. Hawkins, our good friend from Breitbart News, was standing behind the governor when the bill was signed, and he just called into the show from Louisiana, leaving the state house. So, yeah, when he was on the show Sunday, he was commenting that, I said, are you going to get a pen? He said, I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing I know for sure. I'm going to go to Waffle House. So I asked him today if he got the pen or went to Waffle House. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you he got the pen, and he likely went to Waffle House, too. So during that conversation, John, as you know, South Carolina has been kind of slow, I would say slow walking constitutional carry, but it's moving. We got some news just now on the program that there's been some movement in South Carolina, and Breitbart will know, AWR will know tomorrow, from a pretty good source, that constitutional carry may be state number 29 in South Carolina soon. John, that's huge news, brother.
That could be great. I looked it up when I heard you guys talking about that, and I saw the Greenville News was talking about it, and they said, you know, it went through the Senate 28 to 15. It won the permitless carry bills, they're calling it, and sent it to the House, but with some amendments that I guess until we read the text of the bill, we won't know exactly why certain people are against it, you know, even pro-gun people. So anyway, they said they're going to live stream a session on it, and I think that might have been earlier today. They said it'll join the 27 other states if it goes through.
Make that 28 now. So now we're looking at 29. And that's a beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
Now, well, let's stay on constitutional carry for a minute. I like talking about this because we've got blue states. And I use Illinois as a point of reference here for many, many years. I told Illinois listeners, you know, I'm going back when what's-his-face was running Chicago Daley, okay, who basically controlled the entire state. You might not, the governor was just a figurehead when Daley and his family were running that city. But I made it clear to listeners, you know, because I used to get email all the time, what do I do, man? I live in Illinois. You know, I feel like I should just carry my gun anyway. I'm never going to have my constitutional rights. And my response, John, was just move. Yeah, you're going to have to make those decisions, right? That's a terrible decision to have to make. Just move. Well, guess what? 2 years later, Illinois became shall issue carry, right? So, I mean, is it possible we could see movement in some of these deep blue states that we saw in Illinois? I mean, you know, crazier things have happened, man.
Well, I mean, the tyrants have given us a bit of a gift by being so lawless in these Democrat-run cities, because people that haven't traditionally been gun enthusiasts want to carry a gun now. So we're, you know, we're getting a lot of them to jump on our side and you know, lobby for things like permitless carry because, you know, they don't feel safe in their own states.
And they shouldn't.
They shouldn't have for a pretty long time. But now that it's on the news all the time and we have, you know, criminals just flooding across the border because of our horrific White House, you know, and all their appointees, you know, it's becoming very obvious to people who, you know, traditionally were not in our space going, oh, maybe I should get a gun. Maybe I should carry a gun. You know, maybe I should have one in my home. And now they're thinking about it. They're talking about it.
So from a political standpoint, it could be possible. I don't think we'll see it in a state like California for sure. We won't see it in a state like New York. But is it possible, maybe possible that we see it? Could there be some changes in Jersey after Murphy's out of office, for example?
Jersey's probably an uphill battle, just like New York. But, I mean, I'm hopeful that we'll keep seeing more. I mean, we're past half. We're past the 50% mark, you know, if we've got 27, 28, maybe 29, if we can get another one. So, obviously, states like Florida were relatively recent to come on board with permit. Not that it was hard to get a permit in Florida, but now you don't even need that.
You're in Florida, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania, the office up here right now, but I'm a Florida resident. So I actually got the permit back before it was permitless carry. So, you know, it hasn't been an issue for me. But I was recently in California, and I popped in a gun store out there just kind of get the temperature. And I said, hey, I'm a Florida resident. What can I buy? And they were like, non-lethal and parts. I was like, how about ammo? They're like, no, you can't even buy ammo if you're not an in-state resident, which is preposterous to me.
Well, it gets worse than that, because even in-state California residents have a tough time and have to jump through hoops as if they're purchasing an NFA, you know, licensed firearm or something stupid like that out in California. They're forced to have to make terrible decisions. Do I go to Arizona and bring it back illegally, or do I abide by these stupid unconstitutional laws?
These horrific unconstitutional laws? Yeah. And, I think their reaction was pretty visibly, I don't know how to explain it. I don't want to say they were like, well, I can just tell you what they said. I said, you guys have it rough out here. You know, I said, I appreciate that you guys, you know, fight the good fight, so to speak, because it's not like it's going to stop if you stop fighting. But I said, I carry a gun with no serial number, you know, like a P-80 or whatever that you finish in Florida, and I don't even need a permit. And they're like, they said, wow, you got to quit talking like that.
You'll get arrested in California just for saying that. John Gibbon from Armsless, America's Firearms Marketplace, is with us. John, hang on. We've got ladies and gentlemen, going to be a lively hour. Always is when John's on. Three more segments. Don't go away. Back after the break.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, and precision, something the Democrats don't care anything about, don't know anything about, don't care to know anything about. If they did, they'd lie to you about it anyway. DanielDefense.com. Get on that email list, ladies and gentlemen. Some really cool stuff. The Daniel Defense H9 pistol is moving like crazy off the shelves. I've had it in my hands, haven't had a chance to shoot it yet, but I can promise you it's a shooter because it's a Daniel Defense. DanielDefense.com. Please go out of your way to support all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Tomorrow coming up on the program, we will have a spokesperson from Patriot Mobile who will be here to answer all of your questions. And you're going to learn a lot about a company that really, truly supports your right to keep and bear arms, your First Amendment, your constitutional rights, all of them. Great company, great people, patriotmobile.com. And use the website patriotmobile.com/AAR. Slick site they got going over there for us. And if you use the AAR promo code, you get free activation. We're going through the switchover process right now at the ranch. You can do the same thing. And, of course, we're welcoming back John Gibbon. John runs armslist.com, armslist.com, which is America's firearms marketplace. John, welcome back, brother.
Brother, thank you for having me. Always a good time to chat with you about the important issues facing our nation and our right to keep and bear arms.
What important issues? Are you kidding me? There's important issues out there? Hey, kidding aside, I didn't talk with you about this, but over the last couple of days I've been talking about that CBS Face the Nation nonsense. Did you watch Dettelbach and his so-called expert on Face the Nation scare millions
of
Americans?
Wait. Are you talking about the guy that couldn't take the slide off a Glock?
Right? See, Greg, he gets it. Yeah. Did you see that whole thing, or did you hear it?
I don't want to shit on him too hard. I'd love to shit on him, don't get me wrong. But it looked like he picked up a different one and was able to get it off pretty quickly. So I don't know what that was about. But, I mean, still, you would have picked one up that you had tested right before they turned the cameras on just to make sure you weren't going to struggle.
Well, these people are stupid and they're idiots. Remember, we're on the radio. Watch your language. Got to watch the FCC language there. Got to do that. So, John,
do dumb stuff.
These dummies do dumb stuff. They're so stupid and so ignorant. They're too stupid and too ignorant to even be embarrassed by their own actions.
They're not proud and they're not ashamed. They're just out there doing the bidding, really, of what we know, other people. They're not really smart enough to have an agenda.
Well, let me ask you this, since you bring this up. Because we talk about media conspiracy. I mean, look, when you turn on ABC, NBC, and CBS, or ABC and NBC so we can CBS, it's all the same talking points. Story after story after story. The verbiage is identical. The bullet points are the same. Did CBS work with ATF behind the scenes, do you think, to put that report out to intentionally mislead people? Could that possibly have happened?
Well, I mean, there's been evidence of that even in in the congressional record, you know, talking about federal agencies dealing with directly with the media, directly with social media companies behind the scenes, and they agree to do their bidding, which I do not understand how anybody says that's not horrendously inappropriate, a direct violation of the First Amendment. You know, when they go in and they say, hey, just tank this Hunter Biden story, and they go, okay,
right.
Like, I mean, I know the First Amendment technically says Congress shall make no law, but but does that mean a federal agency can just reach out to what are essentially, they're not directly news organizations, but they're where most people get their news, and just say, hey, tank this story. And they go, okay.
The honest answer to that is, yeah, probably. They don't care.
Well, they did it. They did it.
But that's my point. They don't care. They're going to do it anyway. I have every reason to believe. Now, I can't prove it, okay? But I have every reason to believe, for years and years and years of studying the media and watching this firsthand, talking about it, reporting about it, for a decade and a half on this on these airwaves here. There's no question in my mind, I have every reason to believe that ATF or CBS, they coached each other to get a particular outcome, a desired outcome out of this so-called, quote unquote, and I say it with air quotes around it, ladies and gentlemen, news story. It was designed to scare people. One of the weapons that they had on the table was a squad automatic, fully automatic, belt-fed weapon that they never even talked about. It was just there for the cameras to see. It was to look scary. And, of course, the way they laid the guns out, the way they talked about them. And, you know, John, sadly, it's effective, though, isn't it, bro? It's effective. It works.
Well, I mean, you're going to affect the it's scary to think that undecided voters decide elections in this country, you know, because we live so far down the rabbit hole of liberty and the right to keep and bear arms and the assault on it that we don't remember what it was like to be undecided on the issue. You know, there are people that's their headspace. That's where they live. And they see what's on the news and they go, oh, well, maybe that's scary and I should vote differently because guns are scary this election cycle, you know, and they do that every single time.
Yeah, it is. But these people, you know, look, they're reaching an audience. I don't think maybe there are some people in the CBS audience that are on the fence on some of these issues. I don't know. I think Americans have pretty much made up their own minds at this point. But sadly, again, you know, the vast majority of Americans, believe it or not, still get their news from these alphabet soup networks, the ABC and NBC, so we can CBS nonsense. Millions of Americans watch this stuff, and that's where they get their news. While Fox News is high ratings, that's cable. Okay.
Yep. A lot of people are getting them from the non-cable networks.
Yeah, they come home from work, they watch this stuff at night, and what do they do on Sunday mornings? For some weird reason, they want to wake up on a Sunday and get all angry and watch this stuff the first thing they do on a Sunday before they go to church or when they get back from church. I don't know why people do it. I can't. Yeah. I turn it off. I don't bother with it anymore.
I'm mostly tuned out of most of that news. You know, I'll get it from the internet or Twitter or something, but, you know, that's why I'm familiar with that news story about the, you know, puff piece on scaring people about guns that you saw, that I also saw that clip. You know, but I didn't watch it live. I didn't have that channel on.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. And it wasn't, I got the alert. I never looked at it until the next day. And I kind of wish, I'm kind of glad I didn't get it until I did get it, because I had a full schedule on Sunday and I wouldn't have been able to pop that in there maybe with AWR, but it's been fun because, John, are we right to belittle these people? Don't they deserve it? Don't we need to respond in that way?
They've earned our disrespect.
All right, that's the fair way to say it. And I guess I'll just ask this about Dettelbach before we take this break at the bottom of the hour. But how do you have a guy with a straight face run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, which is what I refer to them as? We have 30 seconds. I'll turn it over to you for a brief answer. Who knows nothing about firearms. I mean, I want to know the head of the FAA isn't afraid of flying and has been on an airplane before.
Well, I think we put it pretty simply that when you get into the world of D.C. bureaucrats, that most of them don't know much of anything of what they're overseeing. You know, like take the people that work at the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., how many of them could effectively educate a K through 12 child in a classroom? Probably not many.
Well, I mean, I would take issue with you. I think Pete Buttigieg knows everything about transportation. Of course, I'm joking. But that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. Two more segments with John. We'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be back on the flip side. 4 minutes. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom here in the Sig Sauer Studios. The Patriot Mobile microphone fired up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Ladies and gentlemen, X Insurance is the real deal. Make sure to check them out. They will write a policy for you. They will protect you. They will protect your freedoms. They will protect your homes, your cars, your boats, all of your toys, whatever it is. You are maybe high-risk business. You jump out of airplanes, or people pay you to let them jump out of airplanes, X will cover you. Maybe it's a one-time event, whatever it is. Your firearms, your freedoms, gap coverage, everything that you might not have coverage for, X will cover you. Welcome back to the program. And by the way, it's easy to get to. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. At ArmedAmericanRadio.com, we made it real simple for you by putting the X Insurance banner there. You click on it. We did all the hard work for you. It takes you right where you need to be. Greg over in Dallas, Texas. Welcome back, my brother.
Yeah, here we are.
Again. You want to talk some politics? Right?
Right.
Do you want to talk some politics?
I hate that I haven't had a chance to pull that audio from that so I can have it as a regular drop, because I know I will use it.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a lot of that. I have a feeling we were joking about that. It's too good to pass up. If you're just joining us and don't know what we're referring to, we're talking specifically about Steve Dettelbach, the head of the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Bureau of Expletives. What does Biden call him? The AFT?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Joe Biden calls him the AFT. So what's getting ready
to
happen? The AFT. He sounded like a little high school kid. I went back and watched it again. Right. He sounded like a little high school girl that would come up with like, you get it? So-and-so, like. It was really, really difficult to watch, and it was difficult to listen to, but he made it just way, 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 way too easy to pick on him. And Greg, we're right to pick on them and ridicule them in this sense, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely. They're morons.
But, hook me up here. They've earned it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this agency deserves it to begin with, because they're an unconstitutional agency, and they're probably extra constitutional. They deserve every bit of it. They deserve the ridicule. The agents that work for the ATF deserve the ridicule and to be treated like absolute garbage that they are. They're just they're trash is what they are.
Yeah, you're right. And it's fun to ridicule them. So we're going to continue to do that. And I got to be honest with you. It's to think that these people are running organizations that can put you out of business, that can put you in prison, can put you out of business and put you in prison, and or can kick your door in. Think about that one, Greg. I mean, these people will kick your door in at the middle of the night. I mentioned in the last hour, I wouldn't even go looking for a Glock switch online.
No.
You don't think they'd be looking for that, do you?
It's probably them that are advertising them.
Well, that's my whole point.
Yeah.
Do you not think that the ATF or the FBI is not out there putting this site up to find out exactly? Because I tell you what, if you go on and buy one, I'd be petrified who was going to come knock on my door the day the delivery was made. Ladies, yeah. That's a 10-year prison sentence. That's no joke. Unless you've got 10 years to spare.
At that point, you've got a decision to make.
Well, don't we have decisions to make anyway? Let's kind of go here, since you brought it up, particularly if you live in a blue state. You are at a point, for Greg, you've heard me say this for years, but Americans are being forced, I'm saying that in current tense now. I used to say, if the Democrats keep this up, ladies and gentlemen, you will be forced to make decisions that you don't want to have to make down the road, right? Right?
Right.
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 Well, now it's here. If you live in a blue state, you're having to make these decisions. Example, California. Well, I've got family in Arizona. I can't buy ammo in California. I can only buy X amount of rounds. I got to go through a background check. It's through the roof. I'm just going to go to Arizona. You have a decision to make. Next time you're in Arizona, should I bring back a couple cases of ammunition? Put it in my trunk? I put you in jail in California. But you're now forced with these decisions. New York State, New York City. I had a permit. I was able to carry my gun in New York City. Here in whatever district it is or whatever part of the city that I work in. Let's just say Times Square, Greg. Maybe you own a bagel shop in Times Square, a pizza parlor in Times Square, gift shop, whatever it may be, one of those camera stores. They still got those things in Times Square. I guess they still do. They did a few years ago when I was up there. People still buy that stuff, I guess. But nonetheless, you could carry your gun. Now, because of their new sensitive places, you can't. Now you're forced to make a decision you never thought you'd have to make as an American. Well, I got a permit. They said I had to get a permit. I got a permit. Now they're saying it's a sensitive place and I can't carry and protect my business. That's the reason they gave me the permit, was because they said, yeah, I needed the permit. I carry a lot of money. I make deposits, whatever the case may be. And now you can't. Greg, you got a decision to make, don't you? Right?
Absolutely.
Do you break the law or not? And people like Dettelbach, who don't know what they're doing, hold tremendous power to make decisions to put you in prison. It's frightening stuff. And go ahead.
I
hear you. You're jumping in. Go for it. Don't hold back. Do it. Go. Right? Mic's yours, right?
Right. Yeah, as soon as I get the mic. I think what we have to realize here is, as an American, it is a wholly American attitude to be able to find a way around unconstitutional laws, regulations, rules, whatever, and to ignore them, just like we have jury nullification. When you go to trial and there's no victim, there's no crime. Nullify the indictment. Not guilty. We have that right. We also have that ability when we sit on a jury trial. Same with this. When we have organizations that exist extra constitutionally that are actually unconstitutional, we have the right and we have the duty as Americans to ignore them, to just refute any kind of law or rule they come up with.
Isn't that civil disobedience? Right?
Absolutely. And one of the most famous, renowned special operations groups that we have on our military, the Navy SEALs, have an old saying that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And that's what a lot of them say to get through buds. So if we're not trying to find a way around these stupid regulations by ignorant, I'm having to hold back on how I want to describe these people, but AWR does a great job of it. But these ignorant, fat, slovenly people that are dumb.
Hairy-lipped.
Yes, and don't forget hairy-lipped. And they're probably deviants in a lot of parts of their life. If we're not trying to find ways just to ignore these worthless dregs of society that choose to go into government work, I mean, government employees are some of the worst of our country. Some of the worst people we have in this country are government employees. And we want to sit here and just try to act like we're going to get along with them. We're going to obey them. We're going to listen to what these tyrants have to say. I mean, you need to look at government employees with disdain and hate and contempt. And when they talk to you, you talk to them with the same tone.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've had conversations with some folks, deep staters, in the past in government. They're very difficult to work with because they don't care. They don't have to care. But when you've got a guy heading the ATF that, I mean, this guy was reminiscent on CBS, Greg, of Newsom. His slickness. He was squeaky, right? In his way to give himself plausible deniability by making it sound like, well, we follow the law that Congress writes. And he did it in a way that made him almost sound like a victim of congressional law. I would love to be able to tell you that what you're saying to me, CBS moron, is true. But, well, we have to follow the law. And whatever Congress says is. And he did it in such... maybe he was taking lessons from Newsom. I don't know. When we come back, we're going to talk some politics. I'll talk Super Tuesday. Today is Super Tuesday. Is Nikki Haley still in this race? We're going to discuss that when we come back. And Utah. There are gun grabbers trying to stop armed teachers in Utah. Well, there's a little hypocrisy there. We'll explain it when we come back. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back indeed. Patriotmobile.com, they're the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. We're switching our service over to Patriot Mobile. Want you to do the same thing. Work with a company that supports your rights and freedoms. Patriot Mobile will be joining us on air tomorrow for what will be a lively discussion and a very informative discussion. You're going to hear from a company that, let's just say, ain't woke. Got that? That's how we fight back. Patriot Mobile is making it easy to do. PatriotMobile.com. 6 Hour Studios lit up. Patriot Mobile, Mike, X Insurance presenting it all. All of our partners are available for you at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Have you picked up some slippers yet or some towels from MyPillow? MyPillow.com/ArmedAmericanRadio. Everything on that site, use that AAR promo code. Every discount you see Mike talk about, if you see one of his spots or hear him on the radio, you can use the AAR promo code and thank him for supporting your right to keep and bear arms. You will get those discounts he talks about regardless of what promo code you see, and it is all visible for you there on the site. Greg, welcome back. I have your mug up here again with your name under it. I was actually able to sneak the word producer in during the break.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because you usually go so fast. You know, do that. I have to put the picture in. I'm trying to do all that while I'm running the radio program, and you're doing the same thing over there in Salem behind the scenes, cranking it out. It's a great job. All right, let's just talk politics for 1 second. It is Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday. I'm watching liberal networks lately, which is really tough for me to do. But the whine and the crying is so fun. They've accepted, Greg, I think the fact, at least the networks have. The Democrats never will. But the networks have accepted the fact that Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if they've accepted it, but I think what they've had to do is just kind of bite that sandwich one bite at a time.
Boom. They're having to swallow it, right?
Yep.
And they know. Now, what I found interesting was CNN was all over Nikki Haley yesterday. All right, she's been on the liberal networks.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's where she belongs.
Wishful thinking. Now, she did, I think she said today, I may be wrong about this, but I caught a little blurb, I believe on CNN, that she was asked if she was going to, don't hold me to the CNN, I could be wrong about that, I might have read it, it's too much stuff going on during the day, it's on overload. But when asked if she would run as a third party by a wishful thinking liberal somewhere, she said, I am a Republican.
All right.
And I thought, really? Then back out, get out, coalesce around who is going to be the nominee, or don't, but get out of the way now. And I guess she's going to hang until today. I would not be shocked to see at midnight tonight or tomorrow that she's done. What purpose does she think she's serving here, Greg?
She's just lining her pockets. That's all she's doing. She's a grifter. She's always been a grifter. She never got into politics for any kind of reason other than grift and power.
It looks like that at this point, doesn't it? It's hard to come up with any other answer than that at this point. To push herself through these primaries when the writing was on the wall, I find it fascinating. But it is Super Tuesday. I did want to talk about that a little bit just to bring that up. I find it fascinating. I always have. I don't know what gets in these people's heads that they think, okay, I'm just going to stay here. To what end? If you are, in fact, a Republican, why are you doing this at this stage of the game? Would you have 8, 9, 10 of them running at one point?
Yeah.
They all saw the right, including DeSantis, who would clean your clock.
Absolutely.
Get out. How much of a Republican are you? Coalesce and help Donald Trump get elected. The option is veggie.
That's not good for any of us. I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't somehow support Joe Biden at the end of this. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Well, we'll never know how she votes behind the curtain, will we?
No, we won't. And I don't think she'll vote for Donald Trump.
I find it hard to believe she won't vote.
As a former governor,
I think she'll vote. She'll vote one way or the other. I mean, that would be say the same thing as the Bushes, right?
Yeah.
Did the Bushes vote? Yeah. Did they vote for Trump? Doubtful. Now we have Hillary Clinton, by the way, and I'm going to see if I can find this because this is just too darn good. Hillary Clinton put a tweet out earlier today. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, good heavens. I wish I had thought about that during the break. Oh, Hillary Clinton. Here's what she said today. So we have a contest. She goes, Joe Biden is old. Quoting Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy. And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous and threatens our democracy. Do we know which one she was referring to there? She put that out. How stupid these people are.
Yeah.
Because it just made it. The responses to that, you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, were gold. Really? So you're telling us that Joe Biden is barely makes sense when he talks, is old and is dangerous and a threat to our democracy? She made that whole line of theirs look as foolish as it is, this whole threat to democracy thing, which is not going to age well between now and November when you have Democrats right now trying to write legislation to keep Trump off the ballot. The weirdness going on with this now, Greg, it's beyond, I don't even know what it's beyond. Their obsession with Donald Trump now at this point is Rob Reiner-ish, just flat out bizarre. Can you put a finger on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, the picture of Hillary Clinton, she's as old as they are.
Yeah,
looks it.
I can absolutely put a finger on it, and I'll let Trump do it. And all of this outrage and all this TDS and all of the news media and everything, the main perpetrator behind the scenes is...
It comes from China.
Exactly. This is a Chinese psychological operation because they have owned every company that is not supporting Trump or not supporting America First, every company that implemented ESG were Bilderberg Group companies, every politician that is a Democrat is bought out by China, every Secretary of State that has tried to change the rules and throw Trump off is owned by China. What they are trying to do is they are trying to decimate the United States without actually having to fire a shot because they they know that all of us that are armed and our military, if we were all to go against them, it would be over within a day. And they can't fight that kind of a fight against us.
And they don't want to try. That's simple. 30 seconds. We didn't make it to Utah. We'll cover that tomorrow. But Utah is one step closer, ladies and gentlemen, to arming. Now, see, and this is, I said the hypocrisy about this. If you have a concealed carry permit in Utah, you can already carry in a school, Greg. I don't know if you knew that or not, but you can.
I was unaware.
Yeah, you can carry in a school in Utah if you have a concealed carry permit. They're wanting to go a step further, train and arm teachers in tactical training should there be an attack on a school. And there are gun grabbers out there fighting this. The same gun grabbers that fought Florida. Florida has the Guardian program in place. And how many school shootings have there been in Florida since then? There have been none. Utah, gun grabbers, fighting. Do they not have kids in school? I mean, these are questions I'd love to talk about on the air with you. We'll do that tomorrow when we come back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That's a great topic for garbage day, quite frankly. Because, well, that's what the garbage is. The Democrats just hand us garbage to talk about every single day. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Guess what? We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow precisely because they don't want us to. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave or her cave without his or her clubs. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. We'll see each and every one of you on the radio tomorrow. We'll be right back.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.